And you're listening on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Seven men were arraigned on state charges today for allegedly aiding in the plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Three of those men were in court in Antrim County, where they faced terrorism-related charges. IPR's Taylor Wisner joins me now. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
So, Taylor, you watched this hearing today. What do we know right now about these men?
Well, to be clear, there's a lot of information going on right now. And the hearing I was at just related to state charges, and this was in Antrim County. So there are seven men being charged. Three were being charged in Antrim County, were being arraigned. Michael Knoll, William Knoll, and Eric Molinter were among the three in Antrim County. They're all facing a terrorism act and felony weapons charges. And all of them were put out on a cash bond of $250,000for these three men. The Knolls, they lived in downstate Michigan, and they're represented by an attorney, whereas Eric Molinter is a resident of Cadillac, and he had a court-appointed attorney.
So what exactly are they being accused of?
Well, these men specifically are being accused of providing material support for terrorist acts. That carries a 20-year felony, a maximum sentence, and or a $20,000 fine. And they're also facing charges of carrying or possessing a firearm during the commission of a felony. That's a felony firearm charge, which has a 2-year mandatory prison sentence to be served consecutively. We hear a little bit more about what's going on with these men's activities from the state's Assistant Attorney General, Gregory Townsend. Here's a little bit about what he had to say about the defendants.
I consider this defendant to be an extremely dangerous individual. He, along with the others, were involved in terrorist organizations and groups. Those groups and this defendant were committed to violence. And these are violence that in a targeted nature. They were going to be targeting government. They're going to be targeting politicians. I would also think this defendant was also providing material support to execute these targeted plans, as well as providing material support for plans to abduct, to try, and to execute the governor of the state of Michigan, Governor Whitmer.
Okay, why were they in court in northern Michigan?
Right, so these are some pretty shocking allegations, and we're trying to connect the dots here, given very little information on these specific defendants. Right now, it appears that part of this plot that's unfurling had to do with Governor Whitmer's vacation home in Elk Rapids. It's unclear yet as to their involvement in that, but it seems they are being charged in this court because of that connection.
So what about the other men?
Right, so there are a couple other men I didn't mention. Two of them were expected to be arraigned at 2 o'clock today in Jackson County. And then there's another man, his arraignment is pending in Antrim County. As for next steps with Molinar and the Knolls, they have their probable cause hearings set up for 1 p.m. next Wednesday. So we'll hear more, I'm sure, by then.
That was IPR reporter Taylor Wisner, who's keeping tabs on the thwarted plot against Governor Whitmer. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot, Kendra.